come here. It's an emergency. You need to come to the flower shop pronto. There's no time to explain. I can explain it when we're going through the chambers. Please hurry.
Welcome, welcome. It's okay now. You're safe with me. Just act natural, like nothing's happening. Yeah, it's great seeing you. Did you want to see the flowers in the back? I see. There. Let me show you where they are. Keep walking. It's fine. We're almost there. Then I can explain everything. Ugh. Finally. We're safe. We can't rest just yet, though. Don't worry, I'll explain everything to you while we get to the lab. So, basically, last night, someone snuck into my laboratory. I know. I didn't think people had a death wish. But, nonetheless, they did. And ended up either stealing or creating a specific type of potion. That potion then made it into the hands of the everyday citizens. The potion was a type of Kimonomimi potion, which basically is weeb talk for it turns you into something like me. You know, like the bunny ears and the tail. I don't really show off my tail much, do I? I mean, can you blame me? It's kind of embarrassing. Oh, right, yeah, the whole world-ending potion thingy. So basically that potion makes it so whatever animal you would have been, you turn into the Kimonomimi of that type. Like a cat boy with cat ears and a tail, or like a doggy girl with dog ears and a tail. The problem is that these people went through the transformation overnight. All of these new emotions, feelings, new limbs happening suddenly. When you're born like me, you have years and years of learning the feeling of having ears, and you get used to the animal instincts, so you can live in a human society without feeling the sense to burrow underground after hearing one loud sound. When such a drastic change happens overnight, people won't have those years of learning, adapting, and all of these new feelings, emotions, and instincts that can completely take over their sense of reason. Next thing you know, you have a once sophisticated upper-class doctor out on the streets chasing after squirrels, barking at anyone they see, and trying to pee on every spot they consider their territory. I have already had to chase out quite a many of people trying to piss on my flower shop. Let me tell you, the second I saw someone even look at my daisies in a way that is not appropriate, they ran away. They could not handle the bloodlust and death glare I was giving them. The good thing about animal instincts is you run when you're in danger. So, that's not even talking about the Nekomimis, which are the ones who turned into a cat. So many of my flower pots broken. The need to break anything in sight. Oh, this may have been some people's dreams in theory. It ends up being horrible in practice, like most things. But that's why we're heading here. Why are you here, we ask, in my beloved laboratory? Well, that's because you are in the presence of Sherlock Buns, the greatest detective in all of history. And I'm here to tell you, I have already solved this mystery. I know exactly who the culprit is, and I'll be showing you through all the steps, questions, and solve the mystery right in front of you. The poor fool thought they could step foot into my precious paradise unscathed. Well, they have another thing coming. But I need you, my precious assistant. I couldn't do this without your help. After all, Even though you may do absolutely nothing, I still need your loving, watchful eyes and listening ears. What's the point of being a master detective if no one is there to witness it? I would be nothing without an audience. You end up playing the greatest part to an amazing detective. The audience. Now, let me take you through the steps. And it all starts here, in the lab. This is where the culprit made the potion. Shocking, right? Well, it gets more insane, so strap in. Looking right here, you can see that a multitude of my flowers have been shifted around, and this includes things that weren't even used in the potion. They followed directions to a T, using the formula of triflower, great flower, add flour to pot with boiling water, add an ingredient, then stir. Then the intruder made sure to clean up after themselves. What good etiquette they have, making sure to clean every pot, putting every kind of thing that was unused in the concoction back in their place, and you know, they even clean the utensils. Now what does this mean? It's very simple. The intruder had absolutely no idea what they were doing. Not even a little bit. They did not have a plan, they were not a pro, they were not trying to take anything valuable and leave. You can tell they had absolutely no idea. With the fact that multiple ingredients were moved around, but they had no idea what to choose. They kind of just grabbed what they wanted. So, they went with a few random ones that looked interesting. Then, we can see that the intruder had used the alchemy potion making down to the basics. It's just like cooking. Anyone who follows the recipe exactly as it's written has no confidence or experience in the craft. The final nail in the coffin would be the intruder cleaning up after themselves. The amateur detectives would just assume this would be a criminal trying to clean up after themselves, trying to hide evidence. This isn't the case. The intruder was doing this out of love and affection. You can tell by the way the strokes of the brush were made, the canvas that was so carefully laid out in front of us, yet not a single stroke of malice. In fact, I can give you an example of what cleaning up out of fear of being caught versus cleaning up out of the care for a person. Which, of course, leads us to Exhibit B. Evidence and the cause of chaos, right here, in the corner. Come closer. Come on. We need to get down to the ground here. May seem a little odd, right? What do you notice about this floor that's different than the rest of it? Okay, I want you to try running your finger against it. You feel that, right? Exactly. You don't feel anything. Not even a speck of dirt. Now, press your finger over here. On the floor. It's very subtle, but you can absolutely feel a little bit of dust and even a bit of dirt. It isn't entirely smooth. The difference between malicious cleaning and cleaning out of care is perfection. When you're trying to hide your tracks, you don't make mistakes. You hide all evidence. If this intruder believed what they were doing was wrong, I wouldn't have been able to notice any of the flowers for years, because they would have been put back perfectly, there would have been replacements made, it would have seemed as though nothing was touched at all. Obviously, this person isn't an amateur, otherwise this spot here wouldn't have been cleaned so spectacularly. We aren't working with a fool. But if there was no malice in the potion's creation, what changed? Was it the time crunch? Did they hear footsteps? What happened? Lift up your nose. Sniff. Do you smell that? That's the scent of broken glass and a slight breeze of a potion with a hint of cattail inside of it. Using leftover particles in the air that every matter leaves behind, as well as using the sensitive hearing of a bunny, I can listen to the sounds of the past. Using these senses, I can easily interpret exactly what happened. In fact, putting these pieces together, I can paint a scene of what happened exactly. The intruder happily waltzed into my precious laboratory and went to work. Not a care in the world, just happy vibes all around. They went through the basics, following everything to a T. Most likely, they had a huge smile on their face, absolutely happy with their creation. They did a bit of cleaning up, placed everything back where they belonged, and were proud of their creation. They take their little potion and begin heading back to the entrance. When it happened, they tripped over absolutely nothing. The potion crashed to the floor and splattered all over the concrete. Now panicked and full of worry, they clean up their mess, making sure to not leave even a speck of evidence. It's then where they decide it was better if they pretended like they were never here. Most likely, assuming it would result in a scolding. That leads them to throwing away the glass, right here, in the trash can. Which is the real reason why I knew this happened. I don't have any kind of magic hearing powers or fancy ear magic, or, sniffing the ear isn't going to get you anything. But it was really funny seeing the look on your face. Now, this leads us into Act 3. So, we know there was absolutely no malice in this act. So what happened? Of course, learning that the whole town was affected by this potion would end up being a surprise to the intruder, as it wasn't their goal to turn everyone into a butt-sniffing, glass-breaking, cheese-eating animal people. Well, if you bring your attention right back to the floor that the glass was dropped on, you'd see it's right by the corner. And if you look even closer, you'll see there is a slight crack right there, in between where the walls meet. The hole goes straight to the river that fuels everyone's drinking water, which means everyone who had any form of water, whether it be to drink, to wash their dishes, to bathe in, they were doing it in diluted potion water, thus infecting the whole town. Now, who did it? Who could have possibly been the culprit to this crime? The answer is simple. And as I said, I knew who it was the second we stepped into this room. In fact, it was even before we got into this room. Most games are finished on the first move. And this little game of detective is no different. As a master detective, Sherlock Buns in the flesh, I have never been wrong before. This case is no different. The culprit, the one who intruded into my paradise, the fool who is dumb enough to have a death wish, is someone who sees me as nothing else but a cute bunny. One that does not fear me. This intruder, this culprit, this criminal, is none other than you, and I have known since the beginning. Who else would be able to go through the chambers unless you follow the specific path, laying every step perfectly? You'd be caught in one of the many mechanisms in place to catch even the most observant of intruders. This intruder had no concern or curiosity for those inside the chambers, my little test subjects, of course. Why? Because you've seen them already. You have no reason to beat off the correct track. You may ask, how could it be possible you memorized the correct path. I have no proof of it, right? In case you don't remember, I never guided you through the chambers. I never took your hands, I never led you. You did it entirely on your own. It was checkmate from the start. From the very beginning, I knew that you can trek through the chambers without triggering any kind of trap. I was not guiding you. I was just telling you the situation. I, in fact, was actually walking in the incorrect path. I just know how not to trigger my mechanisms. Yet, you walked perfectly. You weren't following me. You knew where to move, exactly how to move, without me saying anything, without me doing anything. It was almost instinctively. You didn't even have to think about it. You weren't focused on it. You were focused on the words that were coming out of my mouth. That means you can make it through my chamber without even trying, without even thinking. Well, of course the evidence doesn't stop there. Who else but an apprentice of mine would go into my lab searching through the flowers, completely ignoring all valuables, and going straight for the ingredients I introduced you to before. You then followed the exact formula I taught you. Did you not think it would be obvious enough? You made a potion purely without malice. You just wanted to show off that you can make potions. You wanted to be helpful. You knew the long nights I went through and wanted to show off that you can be of use. Only a happy, serotonin-filled brain can manage to trip over absolutely nothing. You were probably playing a scenario over in your head of when you hand me the potion you made all by yourself, without my watchful eyes. Who knows, maybe you were skipping around, practically dancing. That's an easy way to trip. That's when the dread kicked in. Using the potion you made, deciding to clean up, and not wanting to go through the embarrassment of telling me that you dropped the potion. Not the fact that you ventured into my lab alone. Thus, you came home, late at night, tired and feeling down, trapping yourself in your room. There you would be, not drinking any water, and thus not being affected at all by the potion you created. Fast forward to you waking up to a nightmare, me coming into your room, comforting you. Of course, that nightmare may as well have been a lie. That nightmare was absolutely the nightmare of the situation that you were just brought through. The loud noise I heard was you closing your door, practically slamming it out of frustration, plopping yourself on the bed. The nightmare was no dream. The nightmare was the fact of the situation that you were just put through, that you went to my lab and you broke a potion. Of course you would have tears of frustration. Of course you'd be frustrated in yourself. You'd have all these negative feelings. And then I come into your room, I comfort you, and you're finally feeling well enough to actually be able to sleep, leading you into sleeping in. That's when we get to the phone call. Knowing that it was you, I wanted to make sure you didn't end up drinking from the water, and got you to come as soon as possible. That way you weren't tempted into making any kind of, you know, delays. Also, don't you think I would notice the fact that you weren't home for a bit, then you came back later with the smell of flowers on you? Though it was fun having a mini detective case on my hands. Though, next time, you might as well try and make it at least a little bit of a challenge. It's no fun when I figure it out the second you get home. And thus, I rest my case. Oh, and no need to worry about the people. The potion was so diluted that it'll last a day at most. Though I am proud of you, managing to sneak through my chambers, make a potion, and even attempt at hiding your tracks once you made a mistake. Reminds me of the few puppies with potential. Of course you're different. You aren't a puppy. You're just my mischievous little roomie. Now let's get home. It'll be fun seeing all the funny animal people doing all the funny animal stuff. Come on, take my hand. This time, why don't you lead me through the chambers? You obviously know what you're doing. Let's go. I will say, it was a fun detective case. I don't often get to go through the motions of trying to figure out a case and whatnot, so it was a breath of fresh air. Plus the fact that, you know, the whole town is kind of like an animal right now. There's no business, but that also means that I get to go home early. Meaning I get to take a break. That's nice. I don't normally get to do that. Plus, oh my god, some of the animal people out there, it's crazy. I mean, I've only told you about, like, the cat people and the dog people. The dog people, it's like, I don't know, dogs are just like children. So, some of the things I saw the dog people do, and these are like people, some of them like had full-blown suits and ties on, and like, the second they see a squirrel, they just absolutely go wild. It's insane to watch. Like, you haven't seen it all until you see a grown man in a suit and tie on all fours chasing after a squirrel. And I mean, this person is not used to having a tail. This person is not used to having these ears. They're not used to running on all fours. So they are just it's like a train wreck, and you just can't force yourself to look away from this train wreck that's happening. It is wonderful. Though I will say I may be a little bit traumatized from seeing that same man with a suit and tie find himself a fire hydrant. And it was an experience, but you know, we live past those. I try to look away, but just like a train wreck, it's very hard to when something as glaring as an elephant is like, I wanted to turn away, I swear to you I did, but you really blame me. Then we have the cat people. They can turn the sweetest, most caring person in the world to a complete asshole. Like, oh my god. And you would go from the sweetest thing to just turning into a tsundere. And worse than that, like a tsundere that wants attention. Like, I have so much breakable stuff in my flower shop. It was a nightmare when someone who had the strength and awareness to actually leave the house as a cat person had the willpower to go into my store, but decided then and there that it was enough. I mean, I guess there was just too many things on shelves that needed to be pushed off. For what? For what reason? For why did you do that? Just because something looks like it can be easily shoved off does not mean you do it. I don't know why cats do that. I don't know. It's like whenever they see something is very close to being like it's hanging off the side of a desk or a table or a shelf or anything like that, it's like they have this need to just push it very, very slowly until it falls. It was a nightmare. I am a flower shop. Most of the time we have pots. They break very easily. There is a lot of them. There is a lot of them on shelves. And it is a nightmare. The monkey people were very interesting. It's very hard to describe them. Monkeys are, like, super intelligent, but at the same time, they're, like, so dumb. But they're intelligent, though. Like, I think monkeys are one of the smarter animals, like, right next to dolphins. But damn, like, one second, they're holding an entire conversation, and then next thing you know, they're, like, spinning, and then vanish. I don't know. Maybe they just have ADHD or something. And then we had the squirrel people. They just stuffed a bunch of stuff inside their mouth and called it a day. What do squirrels normally even do? Who thinks of themselves and is like, a squirrel resembles me? What does that even mean? What kind of traits do a squirrel have? Climbing trees? Storing stuff? I don't know. I don't... Like, you know how people have, like, these spirit animals and stuff? What is a squirrel? If your spirit animal is a squirrel, what does that mean? The deer people were really cute. They were just kind of shy. And they were adorable. I mean, like, sure, whenever there's, like, a really, really bright light, they kind of just stared at it. But they were still really cute. Maybe a little bit on the shy side. I kind of don't want to talk about the bunny people, because it was not... There's one thing we're known for. You see, I've had years to keep that under control. I can't say much for the people that got turned into it in one day, very, very suddenly. Let's just say I would not be allowed to say it on certain platforms. Let's just say nothing. Let's just pretend. Let's just think about it. The dog person with the elephant. Just, we keep it at that, okay? The bird people were just annoying. They just talked a lot. They repeated everything I said, and so they just talked so much. They didn't stop. Why are they so talkative? The chinchillas were so cute, though. They just kind of vibed. Who thinks to themselves, I am a chinchilla? That's me. I am chinchilla. Oh my god, but the hamptors. They just kind of ran around. The hamptors were really, really cute. That's one other wide variety of animals that I managed to spot. The cat was definitely one of them. Yeah. You can hear them. They were the cat. True. What else? Is there even anything else? What other animals are there? I don't even think there's any other animals. We have cat, dog, bunny, hamster, chinchilla. The otters! I didn't see any otters. I'm so sad. Why didn't anyone turn into an otter? Why not? Why didn't you turn into... Explain. Why didn't you turn into an otter? Would you turn into an otter? If you had this potion, what would you turn into? What animal most describes you? What animal would you turn into? I am very curious. Anyway, thanks for supporting me. Hope you enjoyed this improv session. Very pog. Okay, I'm tired. I haven't slept in, like, a very long time. I sleep now. I lied. I have to edit this, but thank you. Thank you for being a part of the Patreon. I really appreciate it. I should probably think of other things to add to the Patreon. Also, I'm breaking your immersion, but I'm too tired to care.
It's okay. It's the extended version for a reason. I don't break the YouTube people's immersion, and that's all that matters. Sweet dreams.